All right. We're here. We're back at the CCIM 10th Annual Outlook Conference. We're here with Dr. Bill Hardin from FIU. He's a professor in the MSRE program. Welcome to the show, Dr. Hardin.
Nice to be here. I appreciate it.
It's my pleasure. Now, you know, the HOLO, you're with the HOLO program, and I've seen it expand and grow. I know a lot of people that have been through it. I know it's just a great asset to our community. Tell me what you look forward to doing this year with the program.
Well, we're continuing to expand. We have roughly 100 students enrolled. We do an online program. We do distance. We have new relationships with universities in Latin America and in Europe. So we're expanding the international footprint of Florida. We think that's our niche, and we think we're good at doing that. And the beauty is that people want to be in Miami. They like South Florida, so there's a natural affinity.
Now, you know, got to ask you a couple of academic questions because you got to be a close market observer. We won't talk about the condo market, and I promise not to say transportation or millennial again.
Okay.
But we do see growth east of I-95, and that is starting to evolve into the next phase of the cycle, I think. What are your thoughts on that?
I think when you look at Miami, you look at two very distinctive markets in the condo market, the one that serves the global market and then the one that serves the local market. The local market has been underserved in the last 3 or 4 years. The global market's been served very well. I think we'll see a slowdown in that. I don't think you can have foreign currencies drop in value like they have, especially in Latin America, and have the continued buying. So what I think you'll see is more evolution into servicing the local economy, which might be a little bit different product mix, a little bit different price point. But there's still a lot of demand for affordable housing at every spectrum in South Florida.
Sounds to me, though, like with new development requiring what they're saying is $3 a foot to go over 8 stories, and I know no tenant ever goes in and says this is $350, $320, or $5 a foot, but it sounds to me like we're heading into what would be a micro-unit development phase for Miami, because that's about the only thing it can build and sell for about $200,000.
I think it's based on location. I think if you look at where the location is, for example, we have a faculty member that we hired last year. She is very much into the urban, walkable neighborhoods. Her first apartment that she rented was in Miami Beach. And this next year, she's moving to Coral Gables. And you say, oh, they're similar, but I will tell you she's probably paying 30 to 40% less per square foot in rent by moving from that Miami Beach, South Beach area to Coral Gables. And I don't think anyone who works in South Florida in a professional area would say that moving to Coral Gables is a step down.
No, not at all. And in fact, I think that what we're going to see more and more is that it becomes harder to go between the different submarkets. Those submarkets will get vertically integrated, and you'll see a wide variety of services in each submarket that may not be there right now.
I think that's part of it. I think one of the things that I look at, I think that's what, and I'll be curious over the time to see how this pans out, is that the capital markets are dictating in large part what's developed in South Florida. The capital markets want projects that are 40, 50 million plus. A lot of the demand, if you look at it in some of these infill markets, is not at that price point. So I think the opportunity is for those developers who are in the 10, 15, 20, 30 million dollar project levels, because that's traditionally not institutional. But the institutional people have been saying, we want to be in South Florida, but we want 50 million, we want 60 million.
You know, I've always found that our cycles are driven by people from out of town who come in and do transactions that may not be actually demanded or appropriate for our market. So I've seen this before. You've had the New York banks came in, then the Chicago banks and Atlanta banks the last time. What do you see as the big capital source this time from out of the market that may be causing a little bit of overdevelopment?
I think there's just exuberance that people have with regard to South Florida. Today it's a little bit cool, but it's still a lot warmer than it is most everywhere else in the United States. So it's a great place to come. It's a great place to visit. It's a great place to do business. So I think those motivational factors enhance development here. If you're sitting in a place and it's freezing and you go, why don't we have a branch office? Why don't we do something in Florida?
A golf course to develop.
A golf course, or maybe we want to do high-end condos because someone's been successful doing that. Let's check that out. I think if you sit back and you look at walkability, you look at the urban landscape, the urban landscape doesn't necessarily mean that every building's 30 or 40 or 50 stories tall. It means it's a unified plan where you may have 10-story buildings, 12-story buildings, single-family homes. If you look at some of the most walkable cities in the world, they're not all inhabited by 40 and 50-story buildings. I love to go to Washington, D.C. I love to walk around Washington, D.C.
Nothing higher than the Capitol.
Nothing higher than whatever it comes out to, about six or eight stories. And that density is very dense. It's not super dense, but it is very dense development in scale.
Sure.
And so it's very walkable, and it appeals to people. Well, so hopefully we'll see that. I think you see that in Coral Gables. I think you see that in some of the other submarkets. Downtown is, especially in the Brickell area, is kind of a world unto itself.
But I love participating in that occasionally. But I think you're seeing that in downtown Doral and other places. Dr. Harden, right. Dr. Bill Harden, FIU, thanks so much for being here, contributing to the program, and I hope we'll get you back on the show sometime.
All right. Well, thanks.
All right.
Have a good one.
Oh, yeah. I'll say hey to Dave and Wayne for you, too.
Okay. Yeah, do that. No problem. I understand him in 2 weeks.
All right. Bill Harden, FIU, thanks so much for being on the show. We'll be back with more content and great guests from the 10th Annual CCAM Conference in Miami after this.